This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The death toll from a coronavirus outbreak in mainland China has reached more than 1,660, up 142 from the previous day. Across mainland China, the National Health Commission said Sunday the total number of infections has reached 68,500. Meanwhile, the United States and Japan are coordinating the return of nearly 400 American passengers from a cruise ship that's anchored at Yokohama. As Reuters' Adam Reed reports, that comes as the World Health Organization is warning the virus remains unpredictable.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear, it's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the US are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world security leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining that Beijing plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. At the Munich conference, Esper emphasized the United States is not seeking conflict with China, but he voiced concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and dominate Asia militarily by 2049. This is VOA News. One day after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Saturday a truce agreement between the United States and the Taliban in Afghanistan is not without risk, but looks very promising. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
It looks very promising.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it would involve a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks before signing.
That means taking some risk.
Peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan's government will begin within 10 days of the signing.
We can only be governed in a democratic system. We're a pluralistic society.
President Ashraf Ghani says as long as Afghanistan remains democratic, the Taliban is not much of a threat.
I think the society has been immunized against that type of radicals. Because if the Taliban had support, why would they be so afraid of elections?
It all could lead to an 18-month phased withdrawal of U.S. forces. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Diplomats from countries that lost citizens when Iran mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian airliner pressured Iran's foreign minister for more cooperation on the investigation. Meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference, Canadian Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne said he pressed for swift compensation for families of the victims.
We pressed Iran on the need for swift compensation to be provided to the families of the victims in accordance with international standards.
Of the 176 people killed, 57 were Canadian citizens. Canada and its allies are pushing Tehran to release the black boxes from the doomed 737 so the data can be analyzed in France. The incident took place January 8th, the same day Tehran launched missile attacks against U.S. barracks in Iraq in retaliation for the U.S. killing of an Iranian general and several others in Baghdad. Human Rights Watch said on Saturday that Europe needs to do more to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the humanitarian crisis in Syria's Idlib province. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, HRW Director Kenneth Roth said Russia is the key to ending the crisis because of its support of the Assad regime.
It's time for Europe to start exercising that leverage and to insist that there will be severe consequences if Putin proceeds in authorizing this bloodbath in Idlib.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are scrambling to escape a widening multi-front assault on rebel-held areas of Idlib by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces, which are supported by Moscow. Roth criticized the shockingly little attention being paid to the crisis at the Munich conference. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.